Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Roy Garten with FDMC Digital Media, and welcome aboard. On this podcast, we're going to talk about 2019 and your digital media strategy and how important it is for your business. Whether you are going to be doing a marketing or a branding campaign, knowing how your digital media can best help your return on investment is so important. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and give you some pinpointers for today. So let's get started. You know, there's no doubt that digital has shaped the way we live. While this digital landscape continues to provide boundless opportunities, it also brings over a saturation of numerous markets. You know, largely in content-related fields such as publishing, marketing, and social media. So to compete in an oversaturated market, you really need a strong, bulletproof digital strategy. Engaging with your customer base, potential or current, is about taking the time to invest in understanding them so you can strategize around the selective actions. Pinpointing areas such as this will help identify where you may be faltering and where the customer feels a bit, say, left down. In 2018, 59% of consumers said tailored engagement based on their previous interactions with a business were key contributions and for contributors to winning their business. So translating this ideology into your 2019 business plan doesn't have to be complex, but you know, it does need to take the time to plan and to execute such strategies. Strategies, doesn't come from throwing money at all things and hoping they'll work out. It really comes from collaboration with a team dedicated to the same end goal as you. Customer satisfaction that drives growth, let's say. So, you know, as we roll into 2019, here are some tips that I found and I wanted to really share with you to help your business grow digitally. Number one, let's optimize for today's mobility users. Currently, it's estimated that there is nearly 3.3 billion, I said billion, smartphone users worldwide. A smart place to start your digital planning is mobile optimization. This may seem quite obvious, but you'd be surprised how many websites aren't entirely optimized for mobile. So whether it be the checkout cart or the entire display showing as a desktop browser on a 5-inch screen of a smartphone, both are everyday examples of actions that drive customers away from doing business with you. Making their experience frustrating will do nothing to help your business. Who wants to click checkout 10 times in a row only for nothing to happen while trying to make a on-the-go purchase via a smartphone? True, while a percentage of users will take to their computers to finalize their purchase if they really seriously want to buy your product or service, you shouldn't settle for lost sales due to the lack of optimization. Mobility should be your number one priority. Conduct a website analysis to ensure your message will still be accurate and effective. And also uncover problem areas your site may be experiencing on certain devices or browsers. Additionally, video should be a part of your plan, regardless of your industry or market. Videos drive engagement and are time efficient when distributed in easy, accessible ways. Now, any video with audio should be uploaded with subtitles. And I can't emphasize enough using those subtitles, because most times people don't turn up the sound on a video. They're simply watching it, and subtitles help still get your message across. Now, that some of those are, you know, unable to basically listen in or tune in because of the situation they're in their environment. So subtitles are still very important. So yet still want to keep the key takeaways from the content within. That's what you need to do, is the key takeaways. So thus subtitles. And putting subtitles on is pretty simple. You can do it via YouTube, or you can use other resources to put subtitles on your videos. YouTube offers a free resource for putting subtitles on. So while you're ensuring your website loads in a mobile format when visitors on an Android or, let's say, an iPhone, these subtitles will create the look and feel of a business that has a focus and is driven with purpose and an eye for the customers who has their wants and their needs. And this, you know, this is just the start. So now it's time to drive inward and dissect. So my next point, number two, make use of data to increase your market share. If you're already tracking your website's analytics via, say, Google Analytics or using a specific company to track your engagement, backlinks and site actions, then if you're doing those, then you're off to a very good start. If not, now is the time to rev up your research and invest in tracking your various metrics. I can't emphasize enough. Tracking your metrics and using search engine optimization is so important with your digital marketing campaign and also using videos. And of course, our company is very, very tuned into using videos. We have our own video production department. And we also provide SEO analytics as well for businesses. So, you know, actually when it comes to data, there's so much more to be analyzed beyond your main website. Take social media, for example. More than likely, your business has a presence on a few social platforms. You perhaps may even want to use a social media management tool to plan out, such as the Hootsuite for your social content and to browse through your feeds. Again, I mentioned Hootsuite, we use it. It's a very good example of a social media tool. Of course, there's others out there as well. So, please keep in mind that these social tools aren't here to simplify the streamlining process and to establish consistent posting patterns. Though these are clear benefits, they are also used to serve as a data mine into the back end of your social profiles on these various channels. With these tools, you can search and you can see who you're reaching on which platforms. The demographics they make up, and the research conversations that are taking place around your brand or the keywords that you hope to associate with your brand with. So again, make use of data. And number three, be lean, but also be intentional. Too often, businesses think they gain traction and elevate brand awareness. They must exist on every platform known to consumers, whether it's pertinent to their business plan or not. While the idea of its core isn't illogical, it simply won't grant you any results. Instead of burning out your social media strategist, work smarter. Utilize the data that you've gathered to make educated decisions on where you need to be, where your customers are actually engaging, okay? Starting out with a lean and intentional game plan will allow you to remain consistent and goal-oriented. You'll have the bandwidth on deck to plan out and engage with others. So again, bigger is not always better, right? Right. So on the various platforms that you've selected to start your brand building off of and will be collecting the data, you need to make the certain pivots where you really need to be. If you are not utilizing disappearing videos because you're not on Instagram, yet 75% of your target market spends 3 to 5 hours a day engaging with others on the platform, you're losing out on quality leads brought on simply by connecting to them in their environment. And we're talking about millennials, Gen X. You know, you need to be if you're going to be in their type of demographics, you need to be using their type of videos that they want to engage with, okay? Millennials are a little bit different. They're a little bit older, more mature than Gen X. So, but again, if you're on Snapchat and you're dealing with Gen X, or if you're on Instagram where millennials usually hang out, you need to gauge your branding campaign to fit that particular demographics. So to finalize, to grow a business, you must think, plan, and act strategically. Focus on the fundamentals when you're building out your digital plan for the next year, and recognize that in 2019, it's not digital perception that wins, it's the experience you carefully craft online or in store. So whether you're offering a product or service, make sure your digital marketing campaign is going to fit these points I just covered with you. Hey, this is Roy with FBMC Digital Media. Thanks for joining me, and stay tuned for our next wonderful program that we've got coming your way. You have a great day.